Welcome to DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts, an audio discovery series for teaching and learning in higher education. Hello, my name is Lisa Donaldson, and welcome to another episode in DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts called A Discovery Series for Teaching and Learning in Higher Education. This podcast is part of the learning design theme, and I'd like to welcome Dr. Jane O'Kelly from the Institute of Education, the School of Policy and Practice. Welcome, Jane. Let me start by just asking you to introduce yourself and a little bit about the programmes that you teach.
Thanks very much, Lisa. Hello, everybody. My name is Jane O'Kelly, and I'm the chair of the BSc in Education and Training in the DCU Institute of Education. The BSc in Education and Training is a 3 or 4 year level 8 honours degree that's been going since really the late 90s in the School of Education Studies in DCU Glasnevin. And about, 3-4 years ago, we incorporated into St. Patrick's College, into DCU St. Patrick's campus. And we're now part of a continuum of teacher education from early childhood right through to further education and training. And FET, further education and training, is where our BSc in education and training sits. So we have a long legacy of working in adult and continuing education, and our team from education studies has now moved across the schools within the Institute of Education. But we're lucky to still have 9 or 10 full-time academic staff members still working on the programme, which is delivered across two modes. So unusually, we deliver during the day in a full-time ET programme, and we also deliver 2 evenings and a Saturday, the same programme in a flexi mode. And we've historically done that because we have a number of mature students that come through who wish to work in FET and who also wish to have a Level 8 honours degree. So we've always enjoyed working very closely with our students coming through and our adult learners and mature students. We also have a number of part-time lecturers on the programme, and they have expertise in various areas because it's a broad degree. We have focuses on entrepreneurship, on sustainability, on development education, on information communications technologies, technology enhanced learning, and then all the competencies and otherwise you'd expect in an initial teacher education programme. So it's quite varied and really, really interesting to deliver. Great. So this, yeah.
So then when it came to this year, if you're already delivering in two modes, how did the move to hybrid work for you when we had to move online courtesy of the COVID crisis?
Yeah, it was interesting because although we've a lot of expertise on the programme and a number of academics and lecturers had already provided some aspects of blended learning in terms of the sustainable development modules and also the ICT, because we'd be using WebQuests and kind of we use Moodle as well. We teach the students how to use Moodle and develop modules on that. So there were elements of that, but certainly our ethos coming from further education and training and from a training and education background was very much face-to-face and learner-centred and learner-focused. And often our learners coming through and our mature students would have been out of education for a long time. So that face-to-face connection is very important. Mm-hmm. And something we take very seriously. So the pivot in March was difficult. It was difficult for us to get our head around, our mind around, and really to reconcile with our values as teachers and educators in terms of how we connect to our students online. And we were very conscious of digital literacy as well, in terms of access for the student themselves and also access in terms of broadband and their home situations and how that might work for them. So that was something that took us all by surprise, as we know. But we came together very quickly as a programme team to see how we might address that. And one of the things that came up was this, what I'd heard about in my travels, was this idea of ABC program planning, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Okay, great. So you engaged then with Claire Gormley around the ABC program.
That's right.
How did that workshop work for you and for the team? If you want to tell us a little bit about how you engaged with that.
Absolutely. Our My paths have crossed with Claire Gormley and TU and Mark Glynn over the years, as you'd imagine, and they've always been very supportive. And in my own research and in other colleagues' research as well as in practice-based teaching requirements. So I had known of Claire Gormley, and I'm a follower of the Sipping Point. So I'm very interested in communities of practice and the kind of the power of collaboration and cooperation, just to have that time and space to talk to each other across the institute, across the university, and always enjoy conversations with Claire in that regard. So in terms of ABC program planning, over the summer, we worked at finding a space and time to have that happen, because like many academics and lecturers and program team people, admin and otherwise across the university, I'm sure, the summer was eaten up. The summer was gone in
Yeah,
terms
there was
of work.
little time. There was little
Little
time
time.
for reflection running between one
Yeah.
semester and getting ready for September.
Absolutely. And it's always a busy time, but particularly with the experience from the pandemic. It was interesting because our view changed. Some team members or lecturers who wouldn't normally have a lot of time outside of lectures with students, because we pivoted to the online space, found that they had more time, even though they were giving it up from their own personal space, to engage with individual students with small group tutorials and otherwise through Zoom. And it was a real revelation in terms of that connection that could be done, even though it wasn't ideal. Still, the time was there, and that contact was there, and that personal relationship was there, and more so an interest in each other. The students were engaging with us as people affected by pandemics as well as lecturers, and we were engaging with the students as well, in especially final years, of course, and first years, keeping them with the program, keeping them positive and motivated around the course materials. So I contacted Claire. And we had a very good chat about what we could maybe do with ABC, and we put a workshop in place for September. And because of the particular situation, it obviously had to move from a physical space into an online workshop. And that really worked very well. We had a bit of to-ing and fro-ing on the times, and then we got it worked out, and we had about nine team members and myself on the workshop with Claire and Mark and others. And we had about 90 minutes, I think, or two hours possibly, in terms of online program planning. And we'd done some pre-work for that Claire had sent on, where all of us had looked at our learning outcomes. And that was a really interesting exercise, because this is full-time and part-time staff coming together. So we wouldn't necessarily have that space to do that. So that was new, and that was interesting. Also, part-time staff and full-time staff sometimes coming back to the learning outcomes of their module descriptor and looking again at their program after the experience of the pivot in March, and really starting to think, how do I address the requirements and the demands of this semester coming up? And it was a short semester. So we're going, how do we do this? We have to compress 12 weeks into 10. We have to provide pastoral care and support and contact. We have to teach our program. We have to meet our learning outcomes, and we have to make sure that that content is understood and transformed by the student. And we have to do all of this in a very compressed time frame, with perhaps a very varied degree of our own digital literacies and knowledge around the use or kind of the application of innovative learning technologies for some of us, you know?
So did the different learning types presented through ABC provide, I suppose, a different lens to look at the kinds of content that you were hoping to deliver?
Absolutely. I found it really interesting, and I have to say the program team did too. It was a galvanizing experience, right? In that we didn't normally come together. So here we were coming together with a shared focus and a shared vision and that shared ethos around our students. And we had people willing to give up, you know, time to talk to us about what we wanted to do. And we used a shared whiteboard to explore that together. We were given time within the session to talk to each other, to talk about what we were doing, our learning outcomes, our modules, and what we've been trying to do in the previous semester and over years, really. And we got to listen to each other and express and articulate that on the shared whiteboard. And even something, a simple kind of exercise like that, really helped us to see the commitment, the passion, the humour. It was fun. of
Great.
what we were doing. Yeah. So it was really galvanizing. It was a real catalyst, I think, for a step up in terms of collaboration and cooperation in the team.
So then, as a result of the workshop, what changed? What teaching practices maybe changed or different approaches changed?
Lots of things, really. First off, it was very interesting in the workshop because part-time staff had a voice and they were expressing their views on what they were doing. And full-time staff then were listen we were listening to each other and sharing the approaches within the learning outcomes. That the approach that the ABC show, I'm just because my memory has gone to pot, the learning types, the acquisition, the collaboration, the discussion, investigation was really interesting. Because I come from instructional design and I teach that. So I'm aware of training kind of instructional design procedures around devising training courses and otherwise. And then other academic staff were coming from other training areas, education, FET community education, adult education, and post-primary. So this format simplified and complex at the same time, color-coded. For all of us to understand on an early morning, really worked. And the different personalities and the different individuals, how they actually interpreted that type of structure and how they saw the connections and linked together really worked in the workshop for all of us to understand how this could be a really useful way of storyboarding and planning what we were going to do, because we were all very daunted and kind of intimidated around what was going to happen in semester one of this year. So this really gave us something to a hook to hang our ideas on and a framework to discuss them together. And out of the workshop, what we did is we set in place a weekly program team meeting that is sacrosanct. Now, it's not recorded, so you can say what you like. And it's not mandatory, but everybody is invited to come along and you share student experience, your experience, what's working and what's not working, and specifically issues around assessment. So that relationship between the learning outcomes, what we've done in terms of activities within the Zoom space, because we went fully online. So activities in the Zoom space, the collaboration of the students and the cooperation with each other and with us, the discussion around what worked, that formative evaluation piece actually coming from ABC was really interesting because all of us as lecturers are now formatively evaluating as we go. So we're asking the students, did that work for you? Did that not work? What was difficult about that piece? Do you understand what we're trying to do here? And together, in a kind of co-constructivist way, we're exploring new ways of doing it. And sometimes simplest is best, using a breakout room or group discussion or a whiteboard or something like that. But the actual color-coded framework really helped us to hang our ideas on that and also to move it forward together. And it's still evolving. We're having an assessment workshop tomorrow to look at how we can make it better for semester two. And an evaluation will be going out. Well, we're having a social event tomorrow, so we'll probably send the evaluation out after that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it was a very positive experience then engaging with the ABC. Was there anything, I suppose, you found surprising about it when you sat back to think about learning design and ABC and specifically and how it could support that?
Yeah, I mean, how simple it is, how useful it is, how person focused it is for us as teachers and educators. I suppose because I teach instructional design, I was used to the kind of SMART objectives, in terms of set learning outcomes and objectives. But also, I suppose, module descriptors, if you're coming into them as well as a part-time student, like they exist, they're there already, so the certain amount of it is enshrined in the program and can't be changed. But that flexibility and that creativity, that thinking about it again in a new way, coming at it from a new approach, really, I think, was a catalyst for creativity for all of us. And, a lot of us are afraid of creativity. You kind of go, well, I can't draw. I can't do that. I can't do this. And I think it did open up a flexibility and awareness and understanding that, what works in terms of student learning for me is paramount. Okay, whatever makes the connection for the student to understand the message, the content, the knowledge you're trying to get across, that's what's important. But meeting the learning outcomes, obviously key, is the priority of our programs. It's what we do. So this kind of structure that in a very creative, enjoyable, collaborative way allowed us to throw it all up in the air and come back down again in these colour-coded, entirely relevant and appropriate for the programme, but creatively and flexibly adaptable for the students and for us. It was wonderful. I have to say there was a huge amount of positivity after the programme. I'm not saying I'm not used to it, but I was surprised, actually, at the team. The team came back and said, really useful, really helpful. Gave them a focus, a framework, and the team, including myself, some way we could move forward into semester one with a good degree of positivity and motivation, which was great.
And speaking of semester one, you're just about at the end of it now. Are you happy with the way it went?
Yeah, I am, actually. It was tight. Yeah, it was busy. I think we'd all say that. But I think there's a momentum and an energy there with the programme team and with the students. Attendance was very good, absolutely all the way through. Tiny little drop off when the workplaces opened up again, because a very large amount of our students are working to pay their fees and otherwise throughout the programme. And we're conscious of that. But really, the relationship and the rapport and the connection, I think, has been much better than previous years. It's different. And it's probably more holistic, I think. It doesn't sound too touchy-feely, but there is a connection there that has grown. We had a Halloween competition as well. We had a dressing competition for the students. We're having a social event tomorrow. We're very conscious of that need to bring them together, yes, and keep that connection going. And I think all of that is something we're going to build on for semester two. And there's actually a will to do that. So while we're all tired, we're happy to face into Christmas. There is a motivation and enthusiasm to make it even better in semester two for the students and for ourselves as well, that we can actually make a very positive change out of these dark times.
Well, I can't think of a more positive note to end on than that one. So can I just say thank you very much, Jane, for sharing your experiences there, and best of luck. Enjoy Christmas and good luck with semester two.
Thank you very much, Lisa. And thanks to you and Claire and Mark and all the team. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm going to enjoy it a lot.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.